Welcome to the Dell Golf Podcast.
My name is David Adele, and let's sit down at the workbench and talk about how we can play our best golf. Hey, it's David with the podcast. I want to talk about another myth that kind of is out there flip-flopping around, and it's the concept of MOI and polar balancing, etc. Now, don't get me wrong. Scientifically, if you have mass on two sides of a playing field and you hit something in the middle, as long as the forces are equal, then that would be a more stable environment. And that makes a lot of sense, especially if you're hitting driver at, you know, clubhead speed of 105 to 125, you know, you're going to want something that's going to have some MOI stability, because that will make a difference under that collision event because it's so big. But when you're talking about putting, stability and MOI in a putter, in my opinion, is kind of a false narrative in the regard that, yes, theoretically it is more stable. Having weight, mass in the toe and the heel in equal proportions will make a face twist less. But here's the crux of the problem. If the MOI is changing where the face is, then what does the value of its MOI have? Moment of inertia, stability. What does it have in regard to stabilizing the putter face if it's offline because of itself? I mean, that makes no sense to me. It's like killing the cow for the milk. You know, it makes scientific sense, but in the way putters are designed, having MOI, mass in the toe, mass way behind, two big old discs hanging out behind the, you know, 4 inches behind the putter face, is not going to stabilize a putt. It's going to make the face change its direction because of the obtuse nature of where the mass is located in respect to its axis of gyration. So when we talk about polar balancing and mass, it's not always what it cracks out to be. It's a steering effect. There's a steering effect that happens with mass. And the farther you move it away from its axis, the more it wants to steer. It wants to rotate. And in putting, it always wants to rotate open. And the harder you want to hit it, the more it wants to open. I promise you, this is what is happening. So the concept of MOI and stability makes absolute zero sense to me. And the reason a lot of these putters are popular is because, one, they aim you left, and then the MOI blocks you into impact. And then you have to calibrate how much that does that. Because these putters, you know, in my fitting knowledge over the years, I've come to learn that when you put more things in the back of a putter, geometry, lines, in the back part of the golf club, it tends to make the putter look open and players tend to close it. So all these putters that have all this stuff going on, way back from, you know, a two ball to a spider or whatever, all that geometry is moving your mindset and moving your visual patterns back, which tends to make the putter look open. And so players excessively close those. And then they have this MOI that helps slap it into shape under different rates of acceleration, which you have to figure out. So let's just say, now MOI can help you if you are aiming left and that scenario is working for you and you're completely happy and you think, oh, the putter I have is like the most amazing thing. I'm so happy for you. But if it's not working for you and you're confused as heck and you don't know what's going on, and then you're listening to these scientific qualifications of face balanced or MOI is good and this is a high MOI putter, right? And then you're not seeing the effects that you need to see. It's because there's this force going on that the MOI is producing a change in direction. And it is really, really impossible to make a putter look like a putter and have MOI in place and have it be toe up, or torque balance, as I would like to call it. So some scenarios can work if you have your shaft go way back into the back end of the putter and you forward progress the face a ton. That may not be looks all that great to you. It may be a look that looks great to you. It will have torque balance scenarios. It will be toe up. So there's ways to manipulate how we orientate the hosel into the head. But if you want a traditional looking putter, then, you know, leaning towards that MOI, high MOI scenario with toe hang or face balance, whatever you want to call it, is going to create face rotation. And so what we've been able to do with the EAS line is, you know, they're not perfect. And don't get me, you know, I'm not trying to sit there and say certain hosels, man, I get toe up perfect every time. forward offset hosels with mallets or anything that's a little wider, I lose a little bit of it because of physics. I can't cheat physics that much, but I can really work against it in a positive way, leaving a putter that looks like a putter, but yet still has toe-up scenarios, maybe at 2 o'clock, right? Maybe at 1:30. But, you know, it's far better than toe hang. It's far better than face balance. So how we design and manipulate or manufacture a putter allows us to manipulate these forces. And they're there. They're happening. And you can either choose to avoid them or look towards a solution. And that's one of the reasons I think in some of the blind tests that happen with our putters, you know, if you go against 30 putters with a high MOI and high torque ratios, and then you put a torque balance putter in there, you know, it's such a totally different feel. It's such a different weight pattern. It's a face rotation pattern that, you know, we do really well in short scenarios, short putt scenarios. And then at times we can struggle in the long putt scenarios, which can affect us because you're testing human beings with, you know, putting with 30 putters that feel a certain way. And then you put mine in there and it feels completely different. And they're going to respond differently to it because they haven't had time. They haven't been fit for it, nor have they been able to putt with it enough. So at times we suffer from being different, but doesn't make it wrong. And the concept is right on, it's spot on, and it allows you to take your hands off the bicycle handlebars and just pedal without it steering you into the ditch. And that's what MOI tends to do in every putter. And it's just because of physics and mass and weight on an inclined plane. It's just pure and simple. So don't be duped into a myth that says that MOI makes the ball roll stable. Yeah, it does, but it may be making it roll stably offline. So just put that in your thinking cap. Think about it. Look at a putter. Feel it. Take these high MOI putters and move them back and forth, and you're going to feel it wanting to porpoise and list. It wants to just wiggle and move. If you really are sensitive to it and you let kind of your grip loose, you'll feel it. And you'll feel that putter wanting to do what it wants to do. And that's what it's trying to do in your hands. Your hands are feeling it as pressure. They're feeling it as movement. Even though their putter may not be moving a lot, it's torquing a lot. It's producing a lot of pressure. So it's very confusing to the mind. It changes the weight signature of the putter. It changes where the face wants to be because it always wants to open. So those are things that you got to think about and maybe look at the putter you have and go, you know, I kind of get this feeling. One, I feel like I aim left with it. And two, because of all the stuff that's in the back of it, the distractive imagery, and then what does it do during motion, and what putts do I putt well with it, and what putts don't I putt well with it? How do I do on long putts? A putter should be versatile. It should be able to work on long putts and short putts and all around if it's constructed correctly, and you're conforming to your body and your full pattern, your slot, all that stuff. Man, everything just gets really easy when you get all that stuff in tune. So think about MOI. Like I said, scientifically, it's great. The more vertical the putter shaft, if you're at a 90-degree angle, all putters are, you know, MOI would be phenomenal because putters don't torque under that scenario. But anytime you put them on the inclined plane, I'm telling you, they're going to torque and they're going to want to move position, and you're going to have to offset it. You're going to have to create changes in what you're doing to make a putter or a ball roll straight. It's just plain simple.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Adele Golf Podcast. Make sure you stay tuned for more podcasts coming your way on a regular basis. Subscribe in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you're interested in going through a fitting process and finding the best putter for you, head over to adelegolf.com. Go to the Find a Fitter tab, scroll down, and find a fitter in your state nearby. Find a putter that you know is custom fit for your best performance. That's it for today. We'll see you next time.